We're here with Juan Pablo de Pasen, who is going to be playing Antonio Navarro on tonight's episode of Rosewood, a telenovela actor on the show. So how I saw the little trailer, it's actually, it made me laugh because your character sounds, looks quite interesting.
You know what, I haven't seen it, so I need to watch it because, well, I mean, I guess I'll watch it tonight with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much fun. It was a real, kind of, a real hoot to play this guy because he's, first of all, kind of an actor, which I've never done before. And then he's suspected of murdering his leading lady, so he's kind of, it's you never really understand what goes on. Obviously, until later in the episode, but it's quite cool, you know, the intrigue and Morris Chestnut and the JLD Ortiz are fantastic.
They are
so fun, yeah, so fun. Their chemistry in the show is incredible. I mean, they really have a lot of fun playing those characters. But there's obviously some sexual tension between them, but you know they won't accept it. And so that kind of permeates the whole show.
There is something about that show. I have to admit that I am hooked on it because I do enjoy watching it. So actually, when I saw that you were going to be on, I was so excited. Hey, wait a minute. I know that guy. That's what he does. Well, because you're one of those actors that, you know, you pop up in things. You kind of go, hey, that face looks familiar, you know, and you've played so many different characters. I mean, I'm sorry, I have to admit, I was enjoying the reboot of Dallas, and I was sorry that it didn't get at least another, and that one more, you know, como se dice? That it wasn't picked up.
Yeah, we were all very sad because that show was so fun. I mean, Dallas was my first job here, so it will always be, you know, really important to me. Like, I had moved from Spain to L.A. to try things out, you know, and I was the luckiest guy to get this job straight away. I think a week into moving to the States. And so I was, you know, I went to Dallas first thing, then the next day after I got the job, and I was shooting 2 days after, and it was amazing because you know, like Patrick Duffy and the amazing cast, and you know, those characters, I mean, they're iconic. So it was pretty amazing. Like, the first scene was going into the boardroom and telling them all off, you know, in the first episode, and I am like crapping my pants because these are people that I've seen all my life on TV, and all of a sudden I have to be really evil to them, you know. It was quite cool, but it was great. Really, really, really fun, and we were all very sad that it didn't get picked up. In fact, we all thought it would, but somehow, you know, one of those things, you can't really know what numbers do.
Exactly. I mean, well, because one of the things about your character was that I found, I thought it was kind of quietly rootless.
Right. That's a really, really good way to describe it. Yeah, quietly rootless. I like that.
The I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but my friends that I know who have been watching it said you're really, really funny on the Full House.
Fuller House.
Is it Fuller House? I'm sorry. It is Fuller House.
Yeah. Well, look, the original was Full, but this incarnation is Fuller.
Fuller.
Because, you know, it's what happened 30 years after, or 35 years after the first one finished. And, yeah, the girls are all grown up, and the humor is the same. It's very sort of innocent humor. Now, I mean, because it's on Netflix, we get a little more sort of dirty jokes, which is fun. But you know, it's for the whole family. It's the kind of show that you want to watch with your kids, your grandma, your parents. You know, anyone can watch it together, which is really clever of Netflix, because so far they've had shows that are, you know, more dramatic or more serious or more, you know, for adults. But they're starting now this whole wave of other choices for family content. And yeah, it's a blast. I mean, that show is so funny. We actually start again in few weeks. I start shooting season 2 in a few weeks.
Wow. So,
very exciting, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. That's, I realize that I'm still thinking it's full house because that's what I remember.
But, right, yeah, of course.
The, one of the things I have to ask you about before I forget is because I'm a huge fan of Carlos Gardel's music, and I saw that.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Carlos Gardel.
You saw that on IMDb, you know, it's only like a rumored project, so I can't really say anything about it because it's really early stages. So I would love to say yes, to playing Gardel, but it's very baby steps with that one.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because that's one of the tricky things. That's why I had to ask you because there, you know, there's like a poster with you, and I'm like, well, I gotta ask him about this.
I know. I think, the producers are eager to do it, so we shall see. But it's in the work. Okay. I mean, I would love nothing more than to play Gardel, because he's obviously, you know, the biggest Argentinian singer ever.
Exactly.
And a great story, like an amazing life story. This guy was, you know, came out of nothing and just became an icon. And, you know, tango really, he made tango famous everywhere else in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to his music, so I'm not Argentinian.
Oh wow.
I'm Panamanian, but
what's your favorite song? what's your favorite?
Oh my God. It's early in the morning, you want me to...
I'm sorry, I put you on the spot there. It's probably like something like Mi Buenos Aires Querido or something like that.
Well, you know what it is? It's something about his voice. Voice is like, you know, there are some singers that it doesn't matter what they sing, it's something about their voice that you get hooked in.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Gardel's work. I hope it ends up being a project that actually does happen because that would be that would be so cool. That would be so cool.
It would be the perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. The perfect marriage of everything, because I'm a singer too, and you know, that's like my passion as well as acting. So mm-hmm. to play him would be a movie where to play Gardel and sing, and it would just be amazing. So I'm crossing my fingers too.
Okay, cool, fantastic. I also, on my notes here, it looks like you're also kind of interested in kind of like behind the camera kind of stuff, like writing and directing. So is this something that vamos a ver in the future from you?
Absolutely. I mean, I wrote a movie and I'm in the stages of, you know, revising the script and something that I want to direct in the near future. So, for sure. I've done lots of short films and music videos when I was living in the UK. I directed a few things like that. But now when I came here, I sort of concentrated for the last 3 years on television. And I think now it's time for me to start, you know, going behind the camera as well. Because again, it's a passion of mine. And I just love telling stories. So we shall see very soon, I guess. I hope.
Well, one of the things too, I personally think, you know, those Argentinos are really great storytellers. You know, so. Actually, it's probably my prejudice because I have.
You know why though? You know why?
Vienen de todos lugares. You come from everywhere.
What's that?
You come from everywhere.
No, I mean, do you know why Argentinians are good storytellers? It's because we're so dramatic. we live with drama, so it's in our blood to tell stories that are dramatic. Everything is a big drama. So, not so much with me, because I'm kind of like I'm a chill Argentinian. But yeah. Because if you think about it, we come from like Italians and Spanish, so put those two together, and of course, it's like a recipe for disaster.
I have Argentinian friends who would probably agree with you. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we're proud of it. We love it. We know it. Argentinians are the, you know, in South America, I think, they're the people who have the most psychotherapists. They just love talking about their problems.
So you have a lot of stories in you, I can tell already.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A few.
Oh, man. My dear Juan, my son's middle name is Pablo, so I was going to call you Pablo right now. But Juan Pablo.
I like Pablo. You call me whatever you want.
I really, really appreciate you getting up early to do this.
No worries.
And I look forward to watching the Rosewood episode this evening with you and anything else that you do in the future, in the near future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Take care.
Have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye.